Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Due to a case of mistaken identity, our heroes have found themselves forced to give a seminar on extra income through personality analysis of common kitchen utensils, somewhere in Sledgeville.
Gee, Delton, I don't know anything about kitchen utensils.
Do you think I do?
No.
I knew right from the start that this town was going to be trouble, Dwayne.
Well, I thought you said Sledgeville was a nice place.
Well, yeah, but just because it's nice, that doesn't mean I have to like it.
Well, you seem to be doing okay here, Delton.
What are you talking about?
Well, what about the other night?
Oh.
How did things go with your seminar groupie? Oh. You were gone all night.
Yeah, we went up to her place to discuss seminar scheduling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And she really wanted to talk about seminar scheduling.
Oh.
Uh-oh, I think our first attendee is just arriving.
Oh, boy, are my cufflinks on straight?
Yeah, more or less.
Howdy!
Good morning.
This where you're holding the seminar on extra income through personality analysis of common kitchen utensils?
Yeah.
More or less.
Oh, good. Hey, Seymour, this is the place. I was worried that maybe I took a wrong turn.
But there's only one street in this whole town.
I know, but I've never been very good at reading maps. Is this seminar going to be as exciting as it sounds?
Well, we'll certainly try our best.
More or less.
Shut up, Dwayne.
The little man and I have been looking forward to this for the longest time.
The little man?
Yeah. My husband is only 4'3".
Well, that's little all right.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I suppose I ought to go help him carry in the egg whisks. See you later.
Sure thing.
Gosh, Delta, what are we going to do?
I wouldn't say we have much choice in the matter. We're going to have to put on the seminar.
But we don't know anything about this kind of stuff.
I know that, Dwayne. We're just going to have to fake it.
Well, how do you fake it?
Well, I don't know. Do I have to think of everything? You're my agent. Why don't you try to be useful once in a while?
I don't know.
Look at this crowd. I never knew kitchen utensils could be so popular.
Well, I think we've been missing out on something, Delton. Oh, I should have brought my egg whisk along.
You overloaded the car as it is.
Well, it's not a big egg whisk.
Hmm.
Hey, look at that guy over there. Oh, the one dressed up like a giant pot holder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I noticed him before. I've been trying to ignore him.
Oh, look at that lady. She looks just like a giant food processor.
I don't think she's wearing a costume.
Oh, but she sure looks like a giant food processor.
You're right. She does.
Oh, how about that guy over there? Oh, in the wrinkled brown suit.
Well, he's a little rumpled. But what's so strange about him?
Well, nothing, but I think he's coming this way.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes?
Are you two the chaps holding this seminar?
I suppose so.
Oh, what choice do we have? Shut up.
What's that?
Never mind. Just a little in-joke among us seminar official.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Now, what can we do for you?
My name is Merkins. I'm one of your guest speakers.
Oh, guest speakers?
Yes, the others are still asleep out in the minibus. Would you like me to go wake them up now?
If you wouldn't mind.
I do so enjoy being a guest speaker at these seminar things. It's an excellent opportunity to try to sell some of my ceramic spatulas and garlic presses.
I'm sure it is.
Well, I'll be back in an hour or so.
An hour or so? Why so long?
Well, some of the other speakers are extremely sound sleepers. Dreadfully difficult to wake them up. Ta-ta!
Oh, boy, with those guest speakers showing up, we shouldn't have any problem at all getting through this seminar.
I told you not to panic, Dwayne. I knew I'd think of something.
Right out loud, Seymour. Be careful with the egg whisk. Some of those belong to my grandfather.
Join us again next time for more of Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Lynn Dillingham, Roger Studi, and Bill Wax.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.